Have you read The Envelope? This morning's commentary, sponsored by WaFed Bank. This is voting weekend, the last weekend before your ballots are due for the Washington primary, and so this is a good time to remember that when you vote, you take an oath. It's printed on the back of the envelope, and you must sign that oath, either with your signature or a mark witnessed by two people, for your ballot to count. And here's what that oath says: that you solemnly swear or affirm that you are a United States citizen, a Washington resident, at least 18 years old by the day of the general election, that you are voting only once, that you are not disqualified from voting due to a court order or a criminal record, and that you are aware it is illegal to forge a signature or cast another person's ballot. It's an oath taken under penalty of perjury, which means that if you lie, you can go to jail for 5 years. What I like about this oath is that it states the necessary minimum conditions for a fair election, because if everybody abides by their oath, fraud is impossible. But what I don't like about the oath is that it doesn't go far enough, because it should also say, I solemnly swear that I will accept the certified results of this election absent proof of fraud in a court of law. And heck, as long as I'm at it, let's add this clause. I do solemnly swear that I have read and familiarized myself with the contents of the voter's pamphlet pertaining to the races in which I have cast votes and have not simply voted at random. And maybe one more thing, since lately we have a problem with prominent Americans not keeping their oaths at all. A clause that reads, I do solemnly swear that since an oath only means something if one believes in divine punishment for violating oaths, that I hereby accept all the divine punishment I may have coming. That should cover it.